Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I had a listener write saying it was, they never laughed so hard in their life listening to me and you say on the radio, can you hear me? Can you hear back on one another?
And of course, I'm calling you. You're calling me.
That's
and,
right. It was anyways. So now, I have to ask you a question right off the bat. What time are these big thunderstorms going to come, and will they affect my drive back from New York?
Yes.
What time
are you good driving back from New York?
Well, we leave New York anywhere around 1:30, 2 o'clock.
I don't think you'll be affected in New York. You'll get back home here, what, about 3?
Yeah, 4.
You'll be running into them. They are now near Syracuse. I believe that they could make it into the western parts of our listening area, we're talking to Catskills, shortly after lunchtime, and then into Northwest Connecticut, I would say by about 2 o'clock.
So, all right. So that probably puts the kibosh on us going today, because they're going to be severe, right?
They could be very severe. Yep. We are in, if you, let's call this up so that this way I could be absolutely right on the target with this, because I've been looking at this all morning, and it's interesting that the Severe Storm Prediction Center has been very, very consistent with this whole thing. Okay, so the enhanced risk of severe weather extends from central Massachusetts westward to northeastern Pennsylvania and southward down across the New York-Connecticut border. So that is a large area. It says as far as cities and towns, who's in there? Scranton is in that. Springfield, Mass. Is in that. Of course, Hartford, Sharon, Poughkeepsie, all the way down White Plains, up to close to Albany, all in that area today. As far as how many people are affected, you are looking at a lot.
Millions, millions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Again, they're saying the area square miles of enhancement is 22,000, and the area population is 6.5 million people.
Yeah, millions.
Yep. So that is what we'll be watching today. And the cause of it is a cold front that will be coming down from the Great Lakes. So showers, gusty thunderstorms with a high today of 80. Once those storms go through, it's going to drop quickly. The showers end tonight. Early, cloudy, mid-50s. Tomorrow, behind the front, cloudy. One of the days that Marshall just does not like. Spotty rain and drizzle, mid-60s for Wednesday. We get a little break on Thursday. It turns partly sunny and warm, 80 to 85. Enjoy it, because it will cloud on Friday. Rain will come in later in the day, and from Friday night to Saturday, a soaking rain is likely. And the highs on Saturday will be in the 60s.
When will the rain end on Saturday?
It won't.
It won't. Friday night and all day Saturday?
That is correct.
Well, you're just full of good news.
Full of good news. And a couple of showers are still possible on Sunday. It does not look like this pattern will break early next week either. I think we'll have to wait till about Wednesday of next week to see a more definite break in the pattern. Keep in mind, folks, that this is day 9, that our long-range computer models continue to show something in or coming into the Gulf of Mexico. Now, they are slowing things down a little bit, because originally, as you remember, we were thinking that it would start Memorial Day weekend. Well, the models is now showing you could see the system just south of Cuba on Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. Not this weekend, next weekend. And then as we get into Monday, this is they just have it amazingly intense for so far out. But on Monday, Memorial Day, the storm is hitting Cuba. And then what do? After that, it cuts across Cuba and into the eastern Bahamas. So I believe it's going to affect South Florida. And then from there, they move it north-northeastward to directly affect eastern North Carolina. So I have no idea where it's going after that, because that's where the model ends, 15 days. That's valid for Wednesday night, 2 weeks from tomorrow. And it's sitting just southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. When the model is this consistent, you have to feel that it's going to be right. Because it's seeing it, it's just delaying it, it's slowing it up. But it's still in the same area, so we will be watching that. I sent Marshall an email yesterday, folks. I know it would make his day. They are beginning to film Godzilla vs. Kong on October 1st in Atlanta, Georgia.
So it's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, that's going to be destroyed by Godzilla and Kong?
I don't know. Well, you know, they may find a place, you know, outside of Atlanta that that makes it look like some other territory. But it is a Warner Brothers film, and you know, we subscribe to all the lists and everything like that, because that's how we put in the bid ins, the pitch and the bid to get the weather portion of it. So you know, if you're lucky enough, Marshall, and they do pick us to do the weather, I may even be able to arrange to have you go down there and at least be on the set for part of their filming.
I want to meet Godzilla.
I'm sure you're not going to even see neither one of those monsters, because you know as well as I do, they're all going to be put in computer, you know, computer generated.
Actually, I've met Godzilla, my first two mothers. I met Godzilla 1 and 2.
That's funny. Very funny, brother. So anyhow, so that's a scoop there. And my little device came yesterday for the hookup for the TV.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to hook it up yet, but I'll probably get a chance to do it today, and I'll let you know how it works.
All right. So now, so you would say that that the big storms will be coming through and we'll be coming home. We probably should just curtail the whole thing.
Well, again, I don't believe they're going to make it to the city until after 5.
Yeah, but I mean, we'll be...
But you're going to be driving into it.
Yeah.
So that's your consideration.
All right. Well, we'll take that consideration to the bank, Mr. Pagano, and speak to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.